8:09 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 36 degrees right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there as well. Our friends at the Arts Council of York County, they're stopping by this morning. We've got Michelle DiRuardo, who's a board member for the Arts Council of York County. She is here to talk about the gala that's happening in just a couple of weeks, as well as Melanie Cooper. And Melanie, we love when you bring friends. We love when you bring friends that we are friends with as well. So we're just a bunch of friends in this room.
That's right. Easy morning chat.
That's right. All right. So Melanie, we'll start with you. We're going to dive in of what's going on right here in the arts community in York County.
Yeah, we have an exciting show going on in the galleries at the Center for the Arts. The annual ACYC member show went on display in early June. It'll go through, I believe, February 11th. And this is a really amazing exhibit because it showcases so many working artists from here in York County. We have about 55 artists on display, and it's all different kinds of artwork. It's 2D, it's 3D, it's painting, it's sculpture, it's photography, and so really there's something for everyone in it. It fills the galleries beautiful, and it's in both the Dalton Gallery, which is the main gallery, and the Perimeter Gallery as well.
Can you buy these items?
You can.
You can.
Yeah.
Can you buy them right there on the spot, or do you just need to reach out to through the Arts Council or the artist, or what is that like?
So you would come into the gallery, okay, or if you saw something, you could call us later, and we could sell to you over the phone. You would purchase it, and then once the exhibition comes down, you would come back and pick up your piece of artwork.
Well, what a great way to decorate your house with art that's kind of unique, right?
That's right. I mean, absolutely.
We can always go to a big box store, nothing wrong with that, and buy the same painting that everyone else sometimes has in their background. We saw that through Zoom interviews, right?
Yeah.
I would say it's like, we've got that same picture. But this is great. And you're also helping the local artists as well,
right,
which is to make our community even better. That's, the artists do that for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's going on. All right. What else do we have happening?
So something really fun and unique. This is the first time we've ever partnered with Artfields. Artfields is a major art competition over in Lake City, South Carolina. It happens in the spring each year, and they have initiated a junior program. And so we have the winners of the junior Artfields junior from last year on display in the Lewandowski Classroom Gallery, which is down on the lower level at the Center for the Arts. And then a few from the Midlands have also been put on display as well.
Are the,
very cool.
The junior artists, are they from here as well?
Most of them are from the Lake City area, but we do have about, I believe, 7 or 8 that are from the Midlands. So we've got, and they include us in the Midlands for this particular competition. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that. All right.
Yeah.
And then we've got what, the Teacher Showcase?
The Teacher Showcase is coming up next, and that's an amazing show. I keep using that word this morning, but it really is, because you think of student artwork and you think of what your kids are making, you know, like in pre-K and stuff. But the kids here, as they go through the art programs in the schools, they are so talented. They have artwork that adults for sure 100% come up to us and are like, can we buy this? And so we have high school that goes on display in the Dalton Gallery. Junior high goes on display in the Perimeter Gallery. And then elementary goes on display in the Lewandowski Classroom Gallery. And what's really neat is this is also a competition. So the high schoolers and the middle schoolers both get awards. So it's juried. And this year our juror is Caroline Rust.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So long gone are the macaroni
that's right.
self-portraits, right?
That's right.
Those
that's
are
right.
still great.
They
but the
are.
Macaroni just does not hang
hold
on.
Up.
No, it doesn't. It's always popping up.
And sometimes if you need a quick fix and someone's coming over and you don't have pasta, I've heard people before take the macaroni off the painting and go from there.
Don't eat pasta from the McFadden
We've
household.
Never done that. I've heard people have done that before, but you are very true. Today's artists, they're much different than when we were in school. It's just great. It's good to show you how far we've come in the art world. Okay. So when we talk about the thriving arts community, it does take, you know, some money to put on these programs.
It does.
And every year you all do a great job by having, a big gala, right?
We do. Every year we have a gala. We moved it to May last year because of COVID, but this year we're back on schedule, so it's happening in just a few weeks, and that's actually why I brought Michelle with us.
And I love the themes. So tell us a little bit about the themes. Kind of outside of the box a little
bit.
theme. So this year, the theme is Miami Vice. So make sure to get your outfits ready. All the turquoise, pinks, neons.
White dinner jackets for the guys.
Yes. And no socks for
that's
the guys
right.
either.
That's right. That's coming back, though.
Yes. So that's happening next Saturday. I can't believe it's almost time, but we're real excited. We have tickets still available for sale until Sunday, January 29th, and those are $100 per person. So snag those up. We've got a fun evening planned. A DJ, Andy Pinckney, and Waiter's Choice will be catering it. So that's going to be delicious, delicious hors d'oeuvres provided by them. And just a fun, fabulous evening with auction items that you can bid on. Got some trips in store and lots of other good things. So.
And just share with folks, if they're not as familiar, what will the money raised from the gala go toward to help you guys do?
Sure. So the money helps us operate all year long. We do several very large events. We do the Blues and Jazz Festival in the fall. We do the Underexposed Film Festival, YC, and actually just a few months now. And then it helps with all of our gallery installation costs. We offer art classes that are very affordable and other programming as well. So it keeps the arts rolling here in York County.
So the Miami Vice Annual Fundraising Gala is going to take place Saturday, February the 4th, 7 to 11 at the Center for the Arts right there on Main Street. Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle, when I think of Miami Vice, it seems like it's easier for guys to dress in this theme because of the TV show. So we know what the guys wear, but what did the ladies wear? Like, what's the deal?
I think any pink shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm thinking
Dynasty Dallas.
Yes.
Along those
big
lines.
Hair. Oh. Mm-hmm. Big hair. Mm-hmm.
I've been Googling MTV Music Awards 1986 a lot lately.
Yes. Just make sure you don't come dressed like Madonna.
That's right.
With all the bangles on their arms, right?
Wrong theme.
Right.
That's a good point, but that's very well done because that, when MTV was still popular and they played music videos, that would give you the sense of how to dress along mm-hmm. those lines. So borderline 80s, 90s, but it's more the color, it sounds like, right? Like more of the colors that
definitely.
Pop.
Yeah, it's like the South Beach vibe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. Now you're speaking our language because we want to move this show to Miami. We also want the Super Bowl to be happening in Miami so we can go down there and cover it. So you can't just show up in your bathing suit, though, right?
No.
For this? Okay. Note to self. All right. Well, go ahead and get your tickets now for Miami Vice, the annual fundraising gala. I cannot wait to see the pictures about this event. Saturday, February the 4th, 7 to 11, Center for the Arts. You can go and get your tickets all the way through this Sunday, correct?
Correct.
The 29th. And, of course, as always, you can check out what's going on at the Arts Council of York County by checking them out online, on social media, and just stop by the galleries and mm-hmm. see. And they've got so many classes. Don't forget, new year, new you. You can sign up for all kind of classes. Art 101, if you enjoyed art as a kid in school but still want to take part in it, you'll have classes all the time.
Me too.
It's really great.
Yeah.
So, awesome. All right, Melanie and Michelle, ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thanks.